I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle. One piece at a time. I'm Sean, your host. And today, I am graced with the presence of my beautiful, incredible, intelligent, wonderful wife and mother to our son, Grayson.
Oh, I was going to say it.
Alexandria.
Hi, babe. Hey, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm ready for Christmas.
Oh, so excited.
Yeah. I was telling everybody on the last episode that we're really prepared. You know, everything's wrapped. Food's getting prepped. So we can just kind of relax and
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So.
Some nice family time, you know, turn the work stuff and some of the other stuff off for a few days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
And we love holidays. We love cooking, hanging out, you know, dancing with Gray.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Christmas music. That'll be fun.
Yes.
So today, we are going to be talking about our biggest fears. It's an intense topic, so.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the fears we had at the beginning and kind of the fears we have now and going forward
presently
into the future.
Yep.
So, yeah, kind of like, you know, what is it, a Christmas Carol?
Oh, I like
the
this.
Oh, wait, present and future?
Yes, that's what you should title this.
That would be a long, long title.
The past, the present, and the future frights.
Oh, jeez.
Just joking. Okay.
Anyway, so, you want to kick it off? No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, I guess it's a topic we don't like talking about, huh?
I want to talk about, like, the present, like how I feel right now. So you can kick it off.
Well, I mean, I think back in the beginning, like, it was,
Well, yeah, I mean, I can talk about it.
There was two things that
I'm just kidding.
There were two big fears that I had in the beginning. One was, like, I mean, even before Grayson had autism, I was a little, like, I don't know, worried about the stress of being a father, and was I going to be a good father, and how was I going to make this happen, and all that kind of stuff. So then, like, when we found out he had autism, it was, you know, just kind of building on that fear I already had at that time. And then the second thing was, like, mourning the future of what you had expected in your life or what you were, you know, you thought your life was going to be like. And
I totally agree.
You know, kind of seeing that, you know, completely upended out of nowhere.
That's honestly what I, I'm still afraid of that right now in the present.
Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. You know, like, you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where we're going to be. You don't know what's going to happen with him. It's very worrisome.
I mean, I worry about that, but I wouldn't say I'm fearful of that anymore. I was definitely back then. Because I think it's just such a big shock on your system to, you know, it's like you have, like, that whole future idea
and
outlook in your
like.
Head. Yeah, like, just, like, ripped right out of you.
I know.
But as I've said on other episodes, one of the things I've learned to do is just really enjoy the really great times and good moments as much as we can, you know? Like I've said on a previous episode, live in the moment because you never know what the next moment holds. So
yeah, it's true.
You know, enjoy it. Like, you know, when Gray does something great, we enjoy it for a while.
Like tonight.
We celebrate it like crazy. Yeah.
Last night. Sorry.
What?
That he brushed his teeth.
Yeah.
And was brushing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, usually just bites it. And he was just going back and forth. Like, he must have seen a video or something. That's what I'm thinking now.
Brush your teeth. That's what I was every thinking.
I wonder day. If they go back and, like, forth and do it. He did it so good. Like, he's been doing it forever, right?
Yeah.
Like, he knew. Like, he didn't even, like, he just knew.
He's exactly. like, I secretly come in the bathroom and brush my teeth without you guys knowing. I do it the right way. I do it the wrong way with you just to screw with you.
No, he really, I mean, I was just like, oh, my God, Sean, do you see this? Like, I was shocked.
Yeah.
I could, he just started. We didn't even ask him to it. He just started doing it.
Yeah. And he starts doing it. Alex opens her mouth, like, you know, like a wise.
Like I am right now. Like, jaw dropped.
And then she's, like, tapping me on the back. Like, you know when somebody's excited, but they can't say anything? Yeah. And they just tap you, like, a mile a minute on your back.
Because I don't want him to stop.
Oh, do you see this?
Sean's around. He's like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, great job, Grayson.
That was It was pretty
You're doing
amazing.
It right. Like, yeah. He was.
Yeah. It's Praised crazy. Him like crazy. And, you know, so, you know, you think these things, you don't know if these things will happen. And yeah. a lot
Sometimes
of them do.
They don't.
Like, you can't predict the future. So no. You don't know how good or bad.
And that's why everything that happens, you celebrate it so big because you're just like, oh, my God, that just happened. Like, I will say, I think everything is so much more exciting than when you have a neurotypical child. Because you don't know what's going to happen. Whereas a neurotypical child, you just expect everything to where when it's ripped away from you, then you realize that, wow, like, I may never have that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't take it for, you take everything for granted, I think, when you have a neurotypical. Yeah. Like, everything is a huge milestone for you. So.
And things are much more rewarding.
Absolutely.
Especially
when you're working on things and you see them doing by themselves and you're like, wow, we've been working on this. But like the teeth brushing thing, we just really, like, we would brush his teeth and then he would bite it. Like we brushed it and then we'd say, okay, you can have it for a minute. And then he would just like kind of bite it and rinse it and bite it. So we were like, okay. And then it would be the end of the brushing the teeth that night. But like for the past 2-3 weeks, you've been like showing him like, no. This is how we're going to do it. We're going
to
brush. And
he
just
started
doing it.
Yeah, I try to stop him every time he started chewing. I would, like, stop.
So that's got to feel good to you. You've been working on that,
you
know?
It's great.
Now he's doing it.
And he loves brushing his teeth. The other night he woke up, what, 3 times and brushed his teeth every time he woke up?
Yes.
I got to brush my teeth before I go back to bed, guys. It's my routine.
We're like, you already did that, but okay, you're a good boy.
So can you see him in the future, like, doing that?
Yes. It's like Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory, guys. Yeah. It's great. We went to the trampoline park this past weekend, and he started picking trash up. Like, he'll pick up, like, in department stores, like, any kind of trash he sees around.
It's not supposed to be there.
Nope. And he hands it to Sean or me. And it's so funny. I think it's the cutest thing. He's just, like, so proper. You know?
And that kind of leads me into something. Like, one of my fears recently going forward was, like, what is he going to do with his life? You know what I mean? Like, no. Like, what can he do? You know, he's 5 years old, so you have no idea what skills he's going to develop or not develop.
He can clean
I was gonna
in a lot
that's
of
what we were saying.
Places.
When I said that, I mean, that's exactly what I said.
He's not going to be a cleaner. He's so freaking smart, this kid.
When she was talking about it, I'm like, well, you know what? That's awesome because he'll always have a job. No matter what happens, he'll have
100%
a skill that is needed and he could have a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, like, we hope not to, for him not to need it financially and that we can do things to take
sure
care of his future, but at the same time, a job, it's meaningful to people because you're contributing in some way to, you know,
society.
People or society in general and stuff like that, so.
And it's good for him to get out and, like, be around people and do stuff like that, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Build friendships and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think he has such a bright future, you know. This kid, he's really smart. And, like, I know a lot of parents say that about their children, but, like, honestly, like, he amazes me. There's a lot of things that, like, I'll tell my friends that he's doing. They're like, my child can't do that. Like, and they're neurotypical. So, I'm just, I feel like we're just so blessed, and, you know, he's just amazing.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes it does relax me a little bit now, seeing him grow up and what he is capable of doing. Whereas, you know, back when he was 2 and 3 and we found out he had autism, it was like, wow. And we had a lot of challenges, and he was severe, you know? So we were like, oh my God, like, what is going to, like, this kid's going to end up, like, in a home somewhere. Like, he's going to end up hurting himself. Like, what happens if we cannot keep him home? Like, that's not a thought you want to have, but, like, you think about that. Like, what happens if he starts becoming violent with us, you know? Like,
that was,
and it's like
a
safety
while,
problem. Like, yeah, like, and I kept I remember asking the DI and the OT all the time during early intervention, like, what do I do if he attacks me? Like, what do I do one day if he's, like, coming at me with a knife? Like, what do I do? You know? And it was scary. So, you know, and
so the DI taught her some self-defense stuff.
You know, I was literally just now thinking about that. I don't remember any of it.
What?
No, he doesn't live here anymore in Jersey, so it's not going to happen.
We're going to try to get him on the show, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you can ask him to give you a review when we talk to him about it.
Yeah. I need that because you never know. He was like, if he's running at you with a knife, this is what you would do. Like, I don't even have any clue. Like, grab him, twist something.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Another, like, you know, I had that fear of, like, kind of, at the same time, like you said, like, him hurting himself, like, what happens if, you know, he has to go into a facility or something like that, and,
not like we were going to do it then, guys. Like, we were talking about, like, in the future at that time.
What the future held,
We saw what it was like then, and we were like, this, in our mind, we were kind of negative. We're like, this can only get worse. Like,
well, and now I'm not as worried as much about that.
No.
Now I feel like I'm kind of worried.
You know why, too, though? Because he's not violent here. Like, he doesn't break things. There are, and I'm sorry if you are one of these parents going through this, but there are kids who break a lot of stuff, and you can't keep them home. And I understand that. Really, really difficult.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting to.
Mm-hmm.
The behaviors, how do I explain it? His behaviors have, like, settled down a lot from the beginning. It was real bad before, and we were worried about him hurting himself so severely. And now, it's not nearly as bad, but you think about as he gets older. I mean, he's only 5 years old, and
I think about
45
this
pounds.
All the time. What do you do when you can't pick him up anymore?
What happens when he's 100 pounds? You know what I mean?
Now you pick him up, you carry him out.
His overall intensity might be low, but he could very easily do something that hurt himself still.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, even if he's not, you know, he bangs his head against something when he's 100 pounds, you know, he's going to be banging it harder than he does now because he's bigger and stronger. But at the same time, it'll probably look calmer than it does now. Because he's so much bigger.
But you have to remember,
same,
too, we,
you know,
just went
time,
back.
How do we know what's going
to
happen?
And you have to remember,
you know,
though, too,
so,
we just went back to headbanging. You know, a couple months ago, we had no headbanging at all. It was gone. It just recently went back when Grayson lost his tooth and went off of the vitamins. We got the headbanging back. You know, hopefully in time that changes. Hopefully in time that he can just take his supplements and we can get him up even on regular food or put it in something. I do think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges, honestly, is the feeding challenges and, the head banging. But I do believe that that will fade out, I think, just like a lot of the other things have faded out.
The communication factor plays into that, I think, a lot. And I think the more he learns to communicate with the AAC device and everything, the easier it will be for him to manage the anger and frustration.
The problem, and the other problem is there's so many functions for his head banging. He doesn't just do it when he's, like, angry. Like, you know what he's been doing lately? This, for the past couple of days, I've noticed when he wants to, like, show me affection, he head bangs against me, and he's smiling and, like, lovable during it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's been doing that the past couple of days, like, really hard, too, to where, like, I think he's angry, and he's, like, laughing, smiling, you know, so that's difficult.
Well, I mean, you could tell the difference, for, like, from him being angry versus just kind of being lovey and cuddly and
bumpy. Well, he's been, when he's
done
with,
his head, he'll grab your head if he's mad.
Yes, he will try to, like, attack you.
Like, furiously.
Yeah. With the face.
Like, smoke is coming out of his ears.
His face, his whole lip, you know, he does, like,
yes.
Like, his whole lip, his whole face, he gets so angry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's...
But like, the loved ones, like, he doesn't, like, grab your head and like, try to, like, you know, it's kind of just, like,
he does look cute, though, at the same time. I love him. I just love him in every way.
But, you know, and I think that's another thing, like, we've come so far, and he's made so much progress, and, yeah, he's not perfect.
But he is to us.
But, like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being perfect and being amazing.
He's so...
He's just amazing and special.
Well, like, they don't have to be perfect, but to us, he is.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, covers most of the things I've been fearful of, you know, in the beginning and kind of going forward. You know, anything else you...
No, I agree with, you know, the whole future thing, all of that. I think... Me, personally, like, something I struggle with, and I didn't struggle with this really before, but I think I have been lately, is, like, I do want Grayson to talk. Like, I think what happened was, like, hearing him starting to talk did get my hopes up at that point, and I didn't have my hopes up at all for 5 years. And then once he started, like, really babbling, I started to get my hopes up, and... Nothing's really come of it too much, but that's something I've been struggling with lately, because I do want to hear him talk. I want to hear his voice, whereas before I was like, it doesn't matter if he doesn't talk, he still communicates with us. But it was like he gave us like a little taste and then it stopped, and it's like I want that back. Like, I want it to evolve because I heard it. If I didn't hear it, it would be different. But that's been something I've been struggling with personally. Sometimes I just look at him and I'm like, hard. I'm waiting for him to talk. And then sometimes like, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to talk. I don't know.
I remember when he was really young, I this is very early on, you know, I started to realize he may not talk. And like the thing that hit me right away was like, I might never hear my son say dad ever.
And he didn't for like three or four years.
For a long time. And that was one of the most amazing days.
4 years, yeah.
I've ever had in my life was when he did. But, you know, that was like, that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Even like, I love you. Like, you're taking care of a child their whole life. And not like we want to hear, like, I'm not saying it like that.
We need to hear it.
Yeah. But like, I want to hear him say that, you know? It's hard, you know? I mean, I remember that one day I was like, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he was watching Mickey or whatever. I forget. It might have been Mickey. It might have been something else. But he hit pause, and I'm like, I love you, I love you. He hits play, and it's like, I love you too. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, he said, I love you too. Like, I was just, wow. Like, I was like that. He was just using that as his voice. And it was pretty amazing because, like, he knew it was, like, right when I was saying it, that part was coming up, and he paused it and knew it was coming up.
Just wait for him to press I love you for the first time on the AAC device.
Oh, he did for me during therapy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had that moment. Yeah.
We got to hear that all the time.
Like, when you give him a yogurt, like, yeah. I want yogurt. And when you give him a yogurt, I love you. Well, it's so funny because I have to tell this story. During therapy, like 2 weeks ago, during ABA, the therapist was like, okay, Grayson, like, do this. And, like, Grayson, like, was just, like, you know, zoned out kind of for a second. And he's like, come on, Grayson, let's go. And Grayson had said, oh, he's like, oh, do you need help? And he had Grayson do hand over hand, and they hit help on the AAC device. And then he's like, okay, you want help? And he starts to help him, and Grayson hits on the AAC device, no, stop. And he's like, oh, okay. So he stops, and he's like, break. And he's like, no, you're not getting a break right now. And he's like, I love you. And the therapist is like, yeah, kid, that ain't flying with me. And then, like, at the end of the session, the therapist is like, yeah, I think I'm going to talk to the BCBA. Like, he's not using this functionally. And I'm thinking, to me, is using it very functionally. He's telling you, and I don't think you like it.
Yeah, that's true. That was, I mean, when you told me that story, that was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So.
He cracks. Remember the one night he kept hitting bubbles, and I kept blowing bubbles and blowing bubbles and blowing bubbles, and he was like, bubbles, and I was like, okay, that's enough bubbles. I want bubbles. I'm like, oh, my God, give me the freaking AAC device. I'm just kidding. No, but I wanted to. And I was like, Sean, it's your turn. He keeps hitting bubbles, remember?
Yeah. Just remember, I think
Alex I'll tell you
would agree with me that no matter what you're scared of at the time, or whatever your biggest fear is related to your journey or future in that journey is, the good times make up for all that and make that not as challenging to think about in the future, you know what I mean? And,
I think it's going to be a future full of, like, laughter.
But there's going to be surprises.
Like, laughter, you know? And we have a great time with him.
It keeps our life enjoyable and fun.
It does. So, he cracks me up. Like, all of his little quirks, too, he cracks me up. Like, I am never embarrassed by this kid. Even when we go out and he's picking up trash off the floor, I'm cracking up. Everyone's looking. I'm like, Pete, look at him. Like, I love it. He's just the best. I'm like, great job, Grayson. I love it.
Yeah, and then she's always like, hand it to Daddy. Good job.
I'm like, listen. I'm like, learn something, Daddy. Look at your son. Yeah. He's 5. Look at him cleaning up.
Oh, man. That's a whole nother extreme, man. But anyway, he's amazing. Like I said, don't... I know it's hard, but, you know, don't let your fears overcome you because...
No, hang in there.
We have gained and learned and grown so much from all of this that any of the fears we had... You know, we've overcome them, and because of all that, I expect that we will overcome all of them in the future, too. And, you know, hopefully if you guys have a mentality like that or something similar to that, like, you should, you know, be really successful moving forward with everything.
Yeah, don't, you know, give up. You know, stay positive with it, because every single day these children are evolving, and you never know what the next day is going to bring. So... Yeah. Try to stay as positive as possible, and yeah, never get your hopes up. You know, just take each day as it comes, one day at a time.
Yeah, and enjoy everything. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I think that's it.
We hope you guys have a great day.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We'll talk
to you next time.
For Autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson and Company Toys.